Sydney has no shortage of great short films, but so often they go unscreened. However, Kino Sydney is here to change that. The non-competitive film organisation aims to bring small films to the big screen. This Wednesday, you can catch a collection of local short films at the Petersham Bolo for one of their regular short film open mic nights. To discuss this fantastic event further, we have Kino director Christina Michelle. Welcome to 2SER, Christina.
Thanks for having me.
So for anyone interested in attending the Kino event this Wednesday, what can they expect? What sort of short films will be shown?
It ranges. So I like to say it's a Russian roulette of short films. Nice. So you never know what to expect.
It's a mixed bag.
Yeah. You can get happy, quirky comedies. You can get action. It ranges from either professional filmmakers to amateur filmmakers, but basically we offer a platform for anyone to screen of any background or skill set. So we ourselves don't really know what we get, and a lot of submissions come in last minute too.
That's great. It sounds like there's something for everyone then. So these screenings are regular events, is that right? Monthly?
Yep. We're on the third Wednesday of every month in Petersham, and we're on the first Wednesday of every month in Parramatta at ACE.
Great. So how important do you think it is to have frequent independent film events like this?
If you're a filmmaker of any level, it's great to test your film out and have an audience. You can be kind of stuck in an editing room and not really know. It's just a different feeling when you're sitting there in front of people, and you can just, it might be silent, but you can just feel people's experience of the film. And then it's a great opportunity to network as well with other filmmakers or discuss your film, or even just, if you've got anything in the pipeline that you want to connect with other people with, it's a great place to do that.
Yeah, I guess it's a really great platform for filmmakers to show films that might actually go unscreened if it wasn't for Kino. So what do you think Kino's role is in supporting Australia's film industry?
Good question. We're pretty grassroots, so we're great for anyone starting out, and we like to also get people making films, because I think part of the challenges, I guess particularly with filmmakers in Sydney, is that they can kind of spend so much time on one film and think about making this big production, but sometimes it's just about getting in there and making something. The more you make something, the more you kind of eliminate mistakes in a bigger project. So essentially we try and encourage people to make anything you want. A lot of festival circuits look for particular films as well, that your film might not fit into. So this is really a space where you can kind of experiment and do whatever you want to do and have an audience to see it, essentially.
So can you tell us a bit about that? How does Kino kind of support and encourage, I guess, amateur filmmakers to produce films to then show?
We try to do monthly films ourselves.
Yeah.
So we do a thing called the Exquisite Project. I don't know if you were, when you were a kid, you played the Exquisite Corpse, but it was you write a sentence, you pass it on to the next person, they fold the top sentence and you pass it on.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've done something similar to that, yeah.
Yeah, there's also a drawing version, but we've done it as a film version.
Wow.
So one filmmaker makes a minute, we pass it on to the next, and so on and so forth, but the filmmaker only sees the preceding minute, and then we screen the full film for everyone to see for the first time at our screening.
That's awesome. So is that something that happens regularly each month? Is there one?
Yeah, we try to do it regularly.
Yeah.
So there should be one this Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's Star Wars themed. So if you like Star Wars and want to see a film that you don't know where it's going to go, definitely check it out. So that just pretty much, it's a fun way to get into filmmaking or just, try something different. Other than that, we also do 48-hour film challenges, which I'll bring up a little later on. Mm-hmm. And as well as recently we did a screenwriting workshop for people to attend to make films directly for SF3, which is a smartphone filmmaking festival. So we try and engage people to make films, also for festivals outside of Kino. But it's, yeah, we're also volunteer based as well. So everyone, myself included, volunteer our time to Kino.
Yeah,
so
it's subject. You guys are doing such good work and supporting creative, the creative industry. Has there been any short films that have really stuck with you, or perhaps audience members who have come along? Any, I guess, highlights over the years?
There's probably heaps. I mean, there's one film in particular that I really loved that was experimental and that we screened during COVID. We got to screen it last year towards the end of the year for the first time in front of an audience, but it was essentially a film that was made that that didn't really get the chance to have a platform, especially during COVID time. And because it was an experimental film as well, it wasn't something that you would typically see anywhere. But I really loved that. And recently there was like a, his name's, I forgot his last name, but Rannikan, he's a Western Sydney filmmaker.
Yeah.
And I love the way that he incorporates like multimedia in his storytelling. So he'll use a lot of, you know, photographic film in his film, as well as, you know, just general film footage. But he always kind of incorporates it into his narrative work, which I love. Yeah, I guess I just love seeing different filmmakers approach film in different ways.
Yeah, that's great. And Kino is so much more than just short film screenings. Can you give us an overview of all the other things that Kino does, or anything that your organisation has in the works?
Yep. So Kino Cabaret is our 48-hour film challenge. It kicks off on September 12th at the Petersham Bowling Club, which is basically the Friday night. It's a pitching session where you come in, whether you're a actor, filmmaker, or like a director, cinematographer, you know, a musician or whatnot. If you want to come to the night, pitch what you want to be made over the weekend. We'll be at Sydney Prop Specialists. They basically have a warehouse full of props that you can use during the weekend. There's a TV production studio that we've hired out, as well as a warehouse space. So throughout that whole weekend, people will basically make everything that they pitched on the Friday night. And then we screen it at Petersham Bowling Club on the 17th of September. So it's your chance to basically make a film, make a music video if you want. It's great. And if you're not really connected with other filmmakers, it's a chance to make something and connect with other people as
well. Yeah, what an awesome event that sounds like. It sounds like a filmmaker's heaven. Christina, thank you so much for joining us. Kino's short film screening event will take place this Wednesday at the Petersham Bowling Club. It'll run from 7 p.m. and tickets are available at kinosydney.com or at the door. You can also submit a short film to be shown. Head to their website for details. Thank you so much, Christina. We appreciate your time.